The Gemara is discussing the psul of Shaloi Lishmai. A Pesach is Shech Shaloi Lishmai, or Kabbalah, Ailachu, Zvika Shaloi Lishmai, or Lishmai and Shaloi Lishmai, or Shaloi Lishmai and Lishmai. The Mishnah says it's Pasul. And what's Lishmai and Shaloi Lishmai? Lishem Pesach, Shem Shlomim. What's Shaloi Lishmai and Lishmai? Lishem Shlomim, Shem Pesach. Rashi right away, Pesach Sheshach the Shaloi Lishmai. Rashi says Lishem Shlomim. Right? Now the shaila is, why did Rashi say l'shem shlom, the Mishnah also, why don't we just say shaloi l'shem Pesach? What if you shech the Pesach, shaloi l'shem Pesach? Would that be called shaloi l'shmai? See, the Gemara in Zvachim, that days and the days, they have this din of shaloi l'shmai by all Zvachim, but it's kasher, it's just like, olu ba'alam m'shem chayva. Kol ha-Zvachim, sh'nizbuch, shaloi l'shman is k'sherim, elu she'olu ba'alam m'shem chayva. You know, when they're not yetzir the carbon, the carbon is kasher, you can eat it, you can burn the chalav on the mizbech, you can mizarek the dam. But if they're mechuyev in a carbon, they can't be yates in the midst of the carbon with this carbon. It's like all the baal of Hashem chayva. So Gemara says, even if you don't think anything, it's called lishmai, stam lishmai kai. Min the stam, it's called lishmai. Stam is vachal mishman kaimi. But let's say you think shaloi lishmai. Why would that be a problem? So, and it's mavur, no, only if you think l'shem shlomim, Rashi says. You see, you find in the Gemara and Zvachim, they're dinim. If you think l'shem chulin, then it doesn't passel. Then it doesn't passel. Why? Because only minay makrav, la minay makrav. It has to be a different carbon. If you think l'shem chulin, it's not worse than if you think shaloi l'shmai. Same thing you have by shini baam. They think for another person, not the baal carbon at shini baam, it's also shaloi l'shmai. But it has to be mechuyev for kpar kamaisai. What if you think shaloi l'shem that person? Wouldn't work. What's the pshat though? If you need l'shmai, so if you think shaloi l'shmai, how could that be l'shmai? So the Brisker Rav adds a pshat that he says like this. He says, any chinami, a carbon needs l'shmai, but they always will have l'shmai. Stam l'shmai kind of means there's nothing you can do about it. It's going to be l'shmai no matter what you do. You can think whatever you want, the carbon's going to be l'shmai. So what's the psul of shaloi l'shmai? Not that you're making it ois l'shmai. You can't make it ois l'shmai. It'll always be l'shmai. So what's the psul of shaloi l'shmai? A psul makshava. And now you have psul makshava. Torah is mechadish. You think this makshava passes the carbon. He says it's not a psul aveda. A psul aveda would mean, let's say you do a kabbalah shaloi l'shmai, it's a psul aveda. So then you could do, if there's more dam, you can mekabel that dam behekshe. But if it's a psul makshava, then it passes the carbon, like chutz l'zmanai. Person thinks the carbon, I'm going to eat a chutzim manai, becomes pigle. Chutzim kaimai, becomes pasul. So, chshay l'shmai is another one in makshav v'sel. Says the Rambam is before it away. Says the Rambam says, sholosh makshav is kapasul the carbon. Chutzim manai, chutzim kaimai, and shalay l'shmai. You see, it's a psul makshava. That's how the Brisker Rav learns. Now, it's a little bit hard to understand. He says it's two dinim. He says it's a din that you need l'shmai, just like tzitzis and tefillin and gerisha. But that din, stam l'shmai kai, means you always have it. How could you have a din that you need l'shmai if you're always going to have l'shmai? Even when you think shaloi l'shmai, it's going to be l'shmai. It's just you have a new din of makshava v'selus. So what's this din that you need l'shmai? How could you have a din that you always have? Never understood that so well. Baal Kapanim, that's the Brisker Rav Shtickel, that the psul of shaloi l'shmai is stam psul makshava. It's not because you need l'shmai. You talk and need l'shmai, but you always have l'shmai, and shalei l'shmai is a psul makshava makshava peselis. So that's why they're dinim. You can't just think shalei l'shmai. That's not the makshava peselis. The makshava peselis is when you think l'shem a different carbon. That is the makshava peselis. Mina machrev, amina le machrev. By shini baal, you have to think l'shem somebody else is mechuyev b'kavari kameisa. Well, the ma'isa taisis is mevur taisa menachas. He says, just like you find in the Mishnah, l'shmai and shloi l'shmai is possible, so tzitzis also needs l'shma. If you do tzitzis for two reasons, you do it l'shem mitzvah, and l'shem a different reason. So taiz will be possible. What's my right? Because l'shmai and shloi l'shmai is possible. So b'chanan, it brings Reb Chaim Master Kasha, how can you compare tzitzis to kabbanis? Tzitzis, you need l'shmai. If you have two things, you have l'shmai, so you have shloi l'shmai also. If you have l'shmai, Kabbanis is a makshava v'selus. Once you have a makshava v'selus, even if you also have l'shmai, but the shloi l'shmai passels. Rav Chaim is going with the same pshita as his son, the Brisker Rav, that the pshat is Rav Baselis. But Rav Chanan says, Taisus Lechayr is Mavur, that the din Shalei L'Shmai by Karbonis is the same din Shalei L'Shmai like you have by Tzitzis, that the pshat is that you need L'Shmai. So Vaita, according to Taisus, how are we going to answer the Kasha? How come if you think Shalei L'Shmai it's still good? How come it has to be L'Shem another Karbon, L'Shem Chulin is good? See, another kasha also, you find in the Akira B'tayis Lehavi Akira. B'chana and the stable both ask this kasha. Bishleim, if it's a Makshava B'Selis, would be good. That would also be a right to the Brisker Rav. Let's say you thought it was a different carbon. That's why you thought L'Shem the carbon. The Gemara says in Menachos and the Machlokes is there, but as far as Akira B'tayis Lehavi Akira, that's not called Shalei L'Shmai. So Bishleim, if it's you need a Makshava B'Selis, you did it B'tayis, it doesn't count. But if you need Lishmai, and you thought it was a different carbon, so the Chayr should be missing the Lishmai. So the Chayr, Anfid of Lachanan, and the Stiplin, I think this is what they mean. Avada will be masking to the Brisker Rav, that once it's Lishmai, it always remains Lishmai. There's nothing you could do to be Eikah the Lishmai. But even though the Lishmai remains, but if you put in a Shalei Lishmai, and that's Chal in the carbon, that goof is Eikah the Lishmai. If you just say, I want it to be Shalei L'Shmai, nothing you can do. It's going to remain L'Shmai. But you could put in a different Kavanah. You could put in a Kavanah L'Shem Shlomim, and it's not that that Kavanah passes the carbon. No. That, the din is a Shkita needs L'Shmai. The Shkita needs L'Shmai, and you have a Stam L'Shmai, fine. When I put in a Shalei L'Shmai, now the Shkita is no longer L'Shmai. And I'm missing that the Shkita is not L'Shmai anymore. But how did I make the Shkita Shalei L'Shmai? I put in another Kavanah, a Shalei L'Shmai Kavanah, a Kavanah that works, and only through putting in that Kavanah, that's what creates, that's what makes that the Shalei L'Shmai doesn't happen. Rashi could say that calls it, it's Eikrei Milishmai. So, the Brisker Rav is right. It's not the pshat that I need my Makshava to make a L'Shmai, or there's a Stam L'Shmai, but if I say not like the Stam, it will be Shalei L'Shmai. No, the Stam L'Shmai means it will always be L'Shmai. And if it's a tais, so my makshava didn't count, so it remains l'shmai. And if it's a shem chulin, my makshava didn't count, it remains l'shmai. But when I put in a makshava of shalei l'shmai, it's not stam a makshava b'sal. The makshava of shalei l'shmai is chal in the carbon, it's chal in the aveda. And now the aveda is no longer l'shmai anymore. The makshava of shalei l'shmai is eikah l'shmai.